This is JIS News. Coming up, flat tax for public transport system should make tax payment easier. Ban on smoking in public places to be observed at this year's Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show. And contract signed for 4 diesel-electric straddle carriers at the Kingston Container Terminal. Details after the break.
A joint select committee of parliament is considering the anti-gang bill and would like to hear your views. View the bill on Parliament's website, japarliament.gov.jm. Send your written opinions by Friday, August 30, 2013 to the Clerk to the Houses, Gordon House, 81 Duke Street, Kingston, or send them via email to clerk@japarliament.gov.jm. Persons making submissions may be required to appear before the committee at short notice to clarify their opinions.
Now the news. The new flat tax for the public transport system should make the process of paying taxes easier. Under the new system, transport operators will pay one flat annual rate, which will cover income tax, education tax, National Housing Trust and National Insurance Scheme contributions. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, says the initiative is not compulsory and is an alternative to filing annual income tax returns.
Most taxi operators can't be bothered to go into before the 31st of March each year to file a return, right? What has been brokered between TAJ and the entities is something that will allow them, and TAJ will also facilitate the collection of all the taxes and pay over to other agencies.
The minister was speaking at a press briefing at the ministry's Maxfield Avenue offices on Thursday. The transport ministry outlines that the move will eventually result in the further formalization of the public transportation sector, as bus and taxi operators will ultimately contribute to statutory tax schemes. The new tax system was arrived at following a series of talks with representatives from the ministry, taxi associations, Tax Administration Jamaica, NHT, and the NIS. The recently implemented ban on smoking in public places will be fully observed at this year's staging of the Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show. President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, Senator Norman Grant, says the Denby committee will be taking several steps to ensure the regulation is not breached at the event.
We are committing to observe the move by the Minister of Health. It is a law that is active, and as a part of the Jamaican state, we are obliged to respect the law. And therefore, we will be posting throughout Denby the no smoking signs as a part of the process to educate.
Senator Grant was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Wednesday. Denby 2013 is slated for August 4 to 6 and is expected to attract some 80,000 patrons from across the island. Cabinet has approved a €2.7 million contract for the supply and commissioning of 4 diesel-electric straddle carriers for the Kingston Container Terminal. The straddle carrier is a non-road-going vehicle used at ports for stacking and moving containers. The purchase of the equipment will be funded through the 2013-2014 budget of the Port Authority of Jamaica. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says the contracts for this agreement will be officially signed in the coming week. Senator Faulkner was speaking at Wednesday's Jamaica House press briefing. And athletes who represent Jamaica are to benefit from training in protocol and deportment. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley says the program, to be implemented in the near future, will be designed to make the athletes more adept in promoting themselves and brand Jamaica.
And we are now establishing an MOU with the Ministry of Youth and Culture through the CPTC, not only in terms of how it is that you present yourself, but that we have a responsibility to prepare them as they go on the world stage.
The sports minister adds that the athletes are already receiving instruction from representatives of the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce regarding image rights and personal branding to help them reap greater financial rewards from their athletic performances. Minister Nita Headley was speaking at a JIS think tank session earlier this week. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.